Permafrost and ice lenses are going to receive a lot of attention next week at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'm Stephen Lay, U.S. Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. Next week, there will be more than 800 scientists, engineers, and researchers attending the 4th International Permafrost Conference. They are coming to Fairbanks from approximately 20 different nations to share research and information. Permafrost is a topic that covers a broad spectrum of science, according to Dr. William Sackinger, one of the local conference organizers.
Now, these categories range all the way from the geological kind of categories, like where is there permafrost and what produces permafrost and how long does it last, to the engineering questions like how do you detect it and how do you build human structures or roadways or airports on top of it. And of course there are even some very basic research questions such as I believe there's even one session on permafrost on other planets such as Mars.
Conferences such as this one are invaluable in advancing scientific studies. In specialized subject areas like permafrost, they are often the only chance for major information exchanges.
These kinds of conferences offer a good opportunity for permafrost information exchange among all of the scientists in the world that are working on the subject. This is one category that is a relatively cross-disciplinary one. It involves geologists and engineers and physicists and geophysicists and people from many different disciplines. There really isn't any other conference which can combine together all those people and let them talk about permafrost in the breadth that we have here. And furthermore, there isn't really any technical journal or publication that deals with permafrost in the broad comprehensive sense we have here. So the proceedings of these conferences, which constitute about 3 volumes usually, become a regular Bible for permafrost researchers to use at their desktop or in the field for the next 5 or 10 years.
And it is a truly international conference. Major delegations are coming from Canada, Europe, the Soviet Union, Scandinavia, and for the first time ever, the People's Republic of China. Topics covered will reflect the diversity of experiences and studies. Information will be exchanged informally during field trips, receptions, and conversations. The formal program will consist of presented papers and panels.
The panel discussions cover pipelines in northern regions, environmental protection of permafrost terrain. Generally, that deals with problems in hydrology and erosion and vegetation. There's a panel session on deep foundations and embankments, a panel session on frost ease and ice segregation, and also a panel session on subsea permafrost, which is a consideration when one is looking towards offshore oil and gas structures in the Arctic regions.
In the panels will be some of the most knowledgeable people in the world.
The panel discussions are going to involve a handful of experts from around the world in each of the particular subject areas. For example, we have one panel discussion on frost heave and ice segregation. I think many people realize that frost heave is a problem with roadways and railways, and perhaps they also appreciate that it is one of the major research areas involved in the Trans-Alaska Gas Pipeline feasibility studies. Frankly, we introduced several areas of panel discussions in order to get an up-to-the-minute description of what is being done now.
The 4th International Permafrost Conference will be held July 18th to July 23rd on the UAF campus. Dr. William Sackinger is one of the local organizers of the conference. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lay. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.